The key point is, you know, how do you go to hold a press conference outside your country on issues which you can even raise within your country? Because the opposition, I think you've even been quoting them as the Voice of America on various, you know, issues they raise within the country. But why, in particular, on this one, they go to, you know, Johannesburg to demand that Zambia should be, you know, expelled from the Commonwealth. You know, basically one understands what the motive is, because the conditions in our country are okay. I think we have above board. On the average, I think we are among the best African countries in terms of good governance and the way we run public affairs.
So the government is basically faulting them for washing the country's linen in
especially
a foreign country.
When they go out there to, you know, to just, you know, peddle lies. Like they claim that in this country, they are never allowed to hold press conferences. They are never allowed to hold public meetings. Just barely 3 weeks ago, Mr. Ichilema held a public rally in Osaka, though it was poorly attended.
You know, the opposition is saying that the government has been intimidating and harassing their supporters, being invited to the police to be interrogated and all that. And that has
honestly
not...
Honestly speaking, the problem is, you know, if in any society there are rules, and there are rules which govern, you know, public processions and the like. And if, you know, the police tell you, please do not hold this gathering today because we fear A, B, C, D. We fear for even yourselves. Why can't you adhere to that? What do you make trouble out of such a simple, you know, maybe advice from the police?
Well, some opposition supporters have said that it appears the government is bent on going to parliament to lift the immunity of the former president and prosecute him. What is the government saying about this?
Honestly speaking, you know, in this world of, you know, the fight against corruption, I think is an international issue. And I think the former government of Mr. Pia Banda is one of those which has actually, is said to have been involved in massive plunder of our natural resources. And the former president himself is supposed to answer certain questions from the investigative wings of government. And he was invited to answer a few questions to some allegations against him. He refused. So government has no other alternative other than to lift his immunity. And that can only be done by taking the matter before parliament, as per our law.
Parliament is supposed to begin resitting in March. So is that when the government will take the matter to the parliament?
I can't say it right. You know, this parliament is supposed to sit for only about 3 weeks. And honestly speaking, I cannot say off the cuff whether this matter will be taken to parliament parliament just now. And of course, if we reach that stage officially, we can even summon parliament. You know, the president has got powers to summon parliament to sit and determine in a matter.
Now, the opposition is basically saying that the political climate in Zambia is not conducive for them because of the way the government has been mistreating them, not allowing them to freely express their freedom of assembly and association in the country. Do you think their criticisms are unjustified?
They are unjustified. If you can, you can reflect on one thing. Right now, we've got parliamentary by-elections going on in Livingstone, in the Southern Province of Zambia, and and one on the Copper Belt. And the opposition are freely campaigning for their candidates, and nobody is stopping them from going around to do their business of campaigning for their candidates.
What is the government's message to Zambians as a whole, especially when the opposition is saying that Zambia should be expelled from the Commonwealth?
Honestly speaking, that their call is unjustified, and I think the Zambians should, dismiss those calls with the contempt it deserves, because honestly speaking, our governance and the way we run public affairs in Zambia, as I said before, we rank among the best in the world, and I think among the best in Africa as well, because people are free to mingle, people are free to do their business. There are no extra, judicial, arrests or whatever. Whoever is arrested for any suspected crime is taken before the courts of law, and the courts of law determine these matters.